Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Joseph Morton. Michael Regan's nomination to lead the EPA is headed to the Senate floor after the Environment and Public Works Committee voted Tuesday to approve it. The bipartisan 14-6 committee vote bodes well for Regan's chances with the full Senate. He's won praise for his ability to bring people together as Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. And Committee Chairman Senator Thomas Carper said his EPA Administrator Regan will be able to build consensus when it comes to addressing climate change and protecting the environment, all while creating jobs. Regan would be the first Black man to lead the 50-year-old agency that will be at the heart of the new administration's ambitious environmental agenda. All 10 Democrats on the panel voted in favor of the nomination, and so did four of its Republican members. A couple of the GOP senators who voted against the nomination made it clear it wasn't about Regan's qualifications or demeanor. The panel's top Republican, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, praised Regan as a thoughtful and forthright public servant, but criticized other members of the administration. She said she fears they want to return to President Barack Obama's regulations, such as the Clean Power Plan and Waters of the United States. Those policies were intended to reduce the nation's air and water pollution, but prompted complaints from industry that they were overly burdensome. Capito said those regulations left deep economic scars in areas of her state, and that she had to oppose Regan because he declined to rule out reinstating them. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse responded to Capito following the vote, citing the deep economic pain that's threatened by climate change.